I would like to introduce next another honor speaker, Mr. Wayne Smith, a dear friend of many years.
Thank you very much, Andres. It's a pleasure to be here. I won't take much time because I think other speakers have really covered the subject very well. Let me just say one thing about the case of the five. I mean, obviously, this is injustice carried to the extreme, and we should all be ashamed of what happened in Miami. I've had some experience with Miami courts myself. The Cuban American National Foundation some years ago sued me for defamation. And I remember saying to my lawyer, Alfredo Duran, before the verdict, I said, look, Alfredo, I know you're an excellent lawyer. You've presented a very good case and so forth, but we're going to lose. We will lose in the jury trial, but we will win on appeal. And we did. That was exactly what happened. I fared better in that sense than the five. I won on appeal, but you're not going to get a fair trial. You're not going to get a fair jury trial in Miami if it has anything to do with Cuba. So this case is typical. And it is an injustice, it's a disgrace to our nation, and let's hope that the appeal that Mr. Weinglass was talking about goes through, or at some point we have a president who will pardon these guys so they can go back to Cuba and live with their families. This is an injustice carried to the extreme. The other is the case of Luis Posada Carriles and the various other terrorists who are now living freely in Miami. George Bush has often said, if you harbor a terrorist, you are a terrorist. Well, if that's the case, then virtually the whole Bush family are terrorists. As you know, George H.W. Bush, back in the 80s, pardoned Orlando Bosch, the other architect of the bombing of the Cubana flight in 1976. And he now lives, he did so, by the way, urged by the brother, Jeb, now the governor of Florida, who at that point was working for the reelection of Ileana Ross, one of the most right-wing of the Cuban-American Congress people. So urged by Jeb, George H.W. Bush pardoned Orlando Bosch, an arch terrorist, and he has lived freely in Miami ever since. Now we have Luis Posada Carriles, and I will not go into the case because Jose Peretiera will tell you about that in detail. But if he is freed by, or freed during the term of W, then he also becomes, by his own definition, he also becomes a terrorist. Let me just end by saying these are cases we should all be ashamed of. They diminish our country. They diminish what we are supposed to stand for. But broader is the whole Cuban policy. Our policy towards Cuba makes no sense. It does not serve the interest of the United States. It certainly does not serve Cuba in any way. We have perfectly normal diplomatic and trade relations with China, with Vietnam, for God's sakes, with which we fought a very bloody, divisive war. Now we have excellent relations with them. Now, why can we not have excellent relations with Cuba? Why can we not reduce tensions? Why can we not begin a dialogue? All of that, and for goodness sakes, lift travel controls. Yes. There should not be As one of the dissidents in Cuba remarked to me at one point, the more American citizens in the streets of Cuba, the better for the cause of a more open society. Doesn't that follow? So why do we maintain these travel controls? Lift travel controls, begin a dialogue. Let's get rid of this absurd policy, which really reflects nothing more than a stupid obsession on the part of the American government. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you so very much.